Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ron, do I have a batch of treats for you today? I've got a new segment coming up.
Plus, it's pizza day here, so we got a lot to look forward to,
right? It's pizza day. That's the big news.
But we got treats, and I love your treats. Your treats are always really good.
Guess what treat number one is?
What's that?
It's a new segment called the quarterback of the day. How many days do we have between now and when the Steelers may either draft or acquire their next quarterback?
When does free agency start?
Maybe 100?
No,
90?
Free agency starts probably sometime in March, right, after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, depending on what they do. Depending on what they do.
Until late April.
All right, let's say we have 70 days.
How are you today, by the way, Joe?
I'm good, Ron.
I like to try to get the salutations and greetings out of the way.
Good, you?
I'm okay. I hate winter.
Well, then they're out of the way.
I'm okay, but I hate winter. You love it. I hate it.
So, what was I saying, Ron?
The quarterback of the day.
The quarterback of the day.
The new feature.
We could do that every day. Okay. For 70 days. Do you think we can fit 70 quarterbacks in?
Sure.
I'm going to start with one right off the top. And then okay. We're going to get into some of Tomlin's words yesterday, some of his comments. I mean, there was a lot there. And sort of he said a little bit more on some topics than I thought he might say. I didn't think he was going to tell us basically that Keith Butler's retiring or they've had conversations. He didn't need to say that, did he?
No, he could have just said, hey, you know, we're evaluating everything. We're just getting started here.
Yes.
He could have done that.
He said a little more than I thought he would.
Same thing about Canada.
Definitely with Canada. But our quarterback of the day, Ron, and I can't remember where I saw it. Was it NFL.com? It may have been. People linking the Steelers to one Kirk Cousins. What's your gut feel on that one, Ron?
Well, Kirk's made a lot of money over the years. I know that. Wasn't he the guy that they franchised twice?
Yes. He's gamed the system the way that, what's his name? The kid from Oklahoma, Sam, what was his name? The kid
I know who you're talking about.
Who was it, Horse?
Is that Sanchez?
No.
Not Mark Sanchez.
No. Sam from Oklahoma, Bradford. Sam Bradford.
Cousins has played it well. I would think he'd be a big step up over Mason Rudolph, but Tomlin talked yesterday about mobility. I don't remember Kirk Cousins being the most mobile guy in the world.
He's not the most mobile guy in the world, for sure. So gut feels he'd be an upgrade. You'd be interested?
Again, what the price is, sure.
Well, the price is
hefty. Is he a free agent?
No, he's a $35 million cap hit. You'd have to find a way to...
But is he a free agent, though?
No.
So you'd have to trade for him, and get, that's what I mean. What
yeah,
the,
yeah,
not
yeah.
just the price of his price,
right.
but what you'd have to give up for him.
But I would imagine getting that $35 million cap hit would be most of the price,
right.
taking that on. But price aside, you like him or you don't?
I like him better than Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like him necessarily as much as, well, your boy Trubisky.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like him as much as Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, but I don't think they're in the cards. I mean, he'd be a step up, but a step up enough, big enough? I'm not sure.
I like his numbers, except for one, and that's his record. He's 59-59-2.
That's basically mediocre, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, in his career.
But he's played some on less of a teams maybe on some occasions. So
yeah,
it's not just his record.
Yeah, he had a chance to make them better,
right.
because he's the quarterback making millions upon millions of dollars. And that's, I think the record for me speaks to what I think of Cousins, which he's a guy who puts up numbers, but when it comes to winning time, I don't trust him and never have. He doesn't strike me as a winner. However, over the last 3 years, the guy's got 94 touchdowns against 26 interceptions.
Pretty good.
He puts up big numbers. He does. I don't know. Is he the guy that you want as the leader of your team in the locker room, as a guy who wins games late? I'm not so sure about that. And at that price, even if the price is cut down a little, I'm going to say no to this.
How old is he? He's been around.
I don't know. I'm going to guess. Take a guess, Ron, and we'll tell you if you're right.
32.
Yeah, I'm going to guess how old. When did all those guys come in? Him and RG3 and Andrew Luck. He's 33.
So if I'm signing him or getting him, how many years does he have left on this deal?
I think one, the hefty one. So he probably
I don't know. Would you both bring him in and then draft someone as well?
Could do that. Sure.
You know, I heard somebody say an interesting thing the other day, too. We're talking about Rudolph and Haskins. Isn't Josh Dobbs still on the team? Isn't he a mobile quarterback? Is he just not in the mix whatsoever?
No. I can't imagine that he
over Haskins. Is. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe he should be.
Maybe that's what I'm asking.
But
we never talk about him, do we?
No, I just
it's almost
listen.
Like he's a forgotten guy. He's played in the NFL,
but he's the other two guys. At least people can make a case that they could be a starting quarterback. I wouldn't, but people could. I don't think you can make that case with Dobbs. At the beginning of the year, when I said who would I trust most to throw in a game of those three?
I think you said Dobbs, didn't
absolutely.
You?
Yeah, as a backup. Yeah. And he might be the best of these three, but I don't think anybody thinks of him as a starting quarterback.
Just interesting that we never talk about him. Yeah. Not just us, that nobody ever talks about him.
Yeah. This thing I'm looking at has a $45 million hit for Kirk Cousins. So bottom line is, I don't know which one is true.
A little bit too much.
Well, there's ways to they'll still be paying Ben $7 million next year. He's a cap hit on that.
It's a little bit different than 45.
Well, yeah, except that he's not going to play here.
I understand that.
Which is problematic, but that's what they had to do. And then he's an unrestricted free agent. So bottom line for me on Kirk Cousins, our quarterback of the day,
no,
is a hard no.
No. After you gave me all the details, I would say no as well.
And I think the Steelers would say no. I think Mike Tomlin is in love with this idea of a mobile quarterback. And like he says, for good reason, maybe, but
he brought
I don't
it
know.
Up almost every single week, one way or the other.
Did he throw Ben under the bus yesterday in his evaluation of Canada when he, to me, he all but said, listen, the guy had to work around a quarterback who couldn't move?
To a degree. I mean, I think he said basically if you have a red paint, you paint the barn red.
Yes.
I mean, I think he talked about they knew there was going to be issues with the young offensive line. And I just feel like he said that we can't judge Canada because of what he had to work with, including an immobile quarterback, but I think also the poor offensive line. I don't think it was just Ben that he was throwing under the bus.
Yeah, but you do think he threw Ben under there?
No, I don't know. I throw him under the bus or just no more than he did all year when he said, hey, Ben isn't mobile. I mean, he kept saying, you got to be mobile. You got to be mobile.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it was more than just mobility when he's like painting the barn red when you have red paint or, you know, what happened with this offense, this and that. Well, you could say that, but I won't, that type of thing. I think he believes that Canada was hamstrung. Yes, part by the line, but absolutely part by a quarterback who couldn't move.
That's fair.
So that leads to the question of, is Tomlin absolutely flat out obsessed with a mobile quarterback? Would you consider Mason Rudolph to be that guy?
No.
More
I would
mobile?
Consider much more than Ben.
Yeah.
But obviously, I wouldn't describe him as a mobile quarterback. He can move a little
can
bit.
Can he move enough to make the whatever form, whatever word, whatever term you want to call it, the read option work? I think he can. I mean, this guy made it work at Pitt with our friend Nate Peterman, who wasn't exactly Michael Vick. But the point is, you have a guy who can at least do damage if he keeps the ball. Like, a defense has to respect that. If you go back and watch Matt Canada's offenses at Pitt, his best day was Clemson. He had a lot of good days that year. A lot of it was predicated on ball fakes just like that.
Right.
where at least you have to respect that a guy can walk, you know, which they didn't this year.
No, he can move a lot better than Ben, but I still don't know that I would describe him as a mobile quarterback.
No, and Nate Peterman
neither.
But
he looked good on a couple of those scrambles in the one game that he played, Detroit, right?
Yeah. So Tomlin, apparently, if we're reading between the lines, is going to make the decision to have perhaps a new quarterback, a rookie quarterback, work under Matt Canada.
Or a veteran,
yeah.
I mean, he said, I'm open to all
things. I'm saying if they draft a rookie quarterback, that his decision is apparently to have Matt Canada be the guy to work with him,
right.
If that's their decision.
Seems like that to me. Or if he brings in a veteran, he's going to have Matt Canada work for him. It sounds like he's bringing Matt Canada back no matter what, unless Art Second steps in. And I think that conversation has already been had with Art.
I can see it from here, Ron. I can see next season is going to be another 9-8, and that people are going to be saying, wow, isn't that great? They were in it till the end. They finished 9-8. And the reason I say that is because I still think they'll have enough players on defense. And then when you look at the schedule.
We haven't done that, have we?
Yeah.
Real closely.
And I want to talk about that next. There's something about this schedule that leaps off the page. And for better or worse, I think is going to allow the Steelers to be competitive and, quote, in it yet again. We'll talk about that next. I've got some mock drafts for you today,
Ron. One thing I want to say about the schedule, though, real quickly.
Yes.
That changes. So it's so fluid.
Yeah.
What it looks like now. I mean, remember we were talking about the brutal ending to their schedule
right.
This season.
Right.
And then it didn't turn out to be nearly as brutal.
For one big reason,
Baltimore's
too.
Injuries, Cleveland's, Mayfield being broken. So what looks like an easier schedule now may not. It always is that way. Two or three teams that you think are sure wins turn out to be very good, and then
right.
Three that you figure, man, they're going to have a hard time winning here, they turn out to be wins.
No doubt.
So that's all I want to be cautious about the schedule.
But there is one fact about the schedule that I don't think is going to change appreciably, and it only changed this year because of injury, and I think it's the biggest deal of all. I'll tell you what it is
next. And you also got some mock drafts for me, don't you?
I've got mock drafts up the wazoo.
Oh, those are sweet and treats.
Mel Kiper's mock draft
is out. It is out. I saw parts of it. I want you to enlighten me on all of it.
I wouldn't think of doing otherwise. Chelsea Messenger is next. She'll have an insider look.
Can't ask her about the Steelers this week, can we?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ron, here's what I mean about the schedule. And I think we're going to be sitting here next year and the national media is going to be lauding Mike Tomlin for the Steelers going 8-7-2. And they might make the playoffs and lose to the Bills 47-14. And everybody will say how wonderful it is and that he's never had a losing season and we'll just keep going like this for a while. Here's the thing that jumps out to me about this schedule. At home, you have your division, then you have Raiders, Patriots, Jets, Saints, and Bucks. On the road, you got the division, then you got the Falcons, Bills, Panthers, Colts, Dolphins, and Eagles.
You never leave, other than, I guess the Colts are in the Midwest, you never leave the Eastern time zone, right?
That's one thing.
That's
for sure.
Travel is going to be, there's no West Coast trips that tend to beat you up.
Right.
You know?
A much bigger factor to me is I see three of those 17 games, five if you want to include Lamar Jackson in this category, three of the 17 right now would be against what I would call great quarterbacks. Burrow twice and Josh Allen. Three of 17. Five if you want to include Lamar.
Now, the extra game is on the road this year, right? They play 8 at home, 9 away, correct?
Yes.
Because they had the ninth home game this year.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Carolina, Atlanta, New Orleans.
Colts. Dolphins.
You know, I think
Patriots.
I think Tua still has a chance to be pretty good, but I wouldn't put him in that category yet. But your point, yeah, is well taken.
That's a big, big deal. This year, when you looked at the original schedule, there were seven, so more than twice as many, potentially seven great quarterbacks.
Now, did you consider Mayfield this year?
No.
Not this year?
No, didn't include him as a great quarterback.
Okay.
Nine if you include Lamar. If you included Lamar, they were going to face nine great quarterbacks.
And they ended up not having to face all those nine. Didn't have to play Russell Wilson.
Right, they got a break, so they didn't have to face Wilson or Lamar once, but the real point is they went 1-5 against great quarterbacks, 2-5 if you include Lamar.
That's a good point.
It's a big deal, I think. A huge deal.
But again, we don't know who some of – I mean, the Steelers aren't going to be the only team looking for a quarterback. Maybe some of those teams will get – one of them will get a Russell Wilson, for instance.
They could. They could absolutely
so
do
it
that.
Could change. But I didn't realize that. I just looked at it real quickly, and I saw Indianapolis is the furthest trip for them west, right?
Yes, Indy. And their quarterback situation is in complete flux, just like the Dolphins, just like the Panthers, just like the Falcons, just like the Raiders, just like the Jets, just like the Saints, just like the Buccaneers. That's a giant deal. Yeah, one of those teams could wind up with Russell Wilson or something like
now you
that.
You said the Buccaneers.
Did I?
Didn't you? One of the last words
you said?
Oh,
not the Buccaneers.
You
although
you said Buccaneers.
Mistakenly, okay. Yes. Although Tom Brady at some point won't be around. You think he's going to play till he's 50?
You know what? Somebody asked me this the other day. Just so they could win the Super Bowl, theoretically.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to, but they could. Would he retire if they win another Super Bowl? I don't think.
I think
he wants to keep playing.
It. But at some point, Father Time
will
win. So I don't even know about that game. And I included that as one of the great quarterbacks that they're going to face. I think it's an unbelievably favorable schedule in that respect. And to me, that's the most important thing of all. Who's the other guy's quarterback? And they did get a break this year with Seattle without Wilson and no Lamar.
But unfortunately, you know, four of those six games will be against really good quarterbacks in the division.
Yeah.
Burrow and then Lamar.
Yep.
And then we'll see if Mayfield plays better if he's healthy.
Yeah. Oh, no, they won't win the division. They'll go 8-7-2, Ron. And then we can talk about how great everything
is. You're predicting two ties next year.
Yes. All right, Chelsea Messenger. Let's get to her, the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. She's on the line. She's the host of The Daily Tip. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Chelsea, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm very happy that I no longer have to handicap Steelers games because that was one of the harder teams to predict this season. It seemed like they were great when they were getting points and terrible when they were favorites and terrible when they were double-digit favorite, or excuse me, underdogs against the Chiefs. What a game.
Oh, my God. It was just brutal. So now we have a big weekend of football, Chelsea, and we're very curious because you've been very good this season, and I know people want to know what are some good bets this weekend. What's the best bet, whether it's individual or team-wise? What's your best bet?
Yeah, and I'm trying to think clearly because I am a very big Titans fan, so I almost have to have more evidence that the Titans should cover in this one than I normally would need for a team, but for me, it is the Titans. The Titans, I think, have the best matchup against this Bucs team that has been severely hampered by injuries on the defensive line. And when you're going against a team like the Titans, who likes to run the football, and, oh, by the way, Derrick Henry will be back for this one, I think that's going to be a big problem for this Bengals squad. I think the Titans will get whatever they want on the ground, and they've been running the ball pretty well even without Derrick Henry. And the stat that I just saw that's really interesting is Mike Vrabel on 8-plus days of rest. They are 8-0 straight up and against the spread, averaging 29 points a game and limiting opponents to 10 points per game. So sometimes when you see this type of number, it's because the head coach has more time to prepare. He's an offensive guru, but that's not really the case for Mike Vrabel. Like, I think he's a great coach, but I think it's more that this Titans team has time to get healthy and time to recover because they are a very physical team and they've got the postseason bye here. I think the Titans -3.5, probably one of my better plays this weekend.
Chelsea, how much do you factor in the quarterbacks into this? I personally believe Joe Burrow is a much bigger, better advantage than Ryan Tannehill is.
Well, I wouldn't talk you off that, but I think Ryan Tannehill still deserves some credit because most of the season he has not had his number one and number two receivers at his disposal at the same time. A.J. Brown and Julio Jones have only played in 5 games together this season, and when both of those guys have been on the field at the same time, the Titans have only lost 1 game, and that was to the Cardinals the very first game of the year. So I know Ryan Tannehill is not a sexy pick for one of the better quarterbacks in the postseason, but listen, he's been there, done that. He has played an AFC championship game. Joe Burrow hasn't. And the first game, you know, his first playoff game, he was good, but he certainly didn't throw the lights out. So I am not ready to buy into the Bengals just because of Joe Burrow just yet.
How about the NFC? Which of those games is a better bet for you?
I'm leaning towards the Packers at home, and we talk about the importance of a first-round bye this year. I think it's even more important this year when we're talking about an NFL season that's a week longer, 18 weeks of the NFL regular season. So I think this postseason bye is really important. So I'll be trailing or tailing both of these teams, the Titans and the Packers. Packers laying 5.5 at home. I think the Niners juice runs out here, and I've been big on the Niners all season long. I love me some Deebo Samuel. But I think the Packers at home here are still to play for me. They've had an extra week to get healthy, and that's the main thing for the Packers. They've had some injuries to their offensive line, and the X factor certainly will be the Niners' defensive line. If they can get Aaron Rodgers a little uncomfortable in the pocket, that is how you beat some of these good quarterbacks. And we'll see it in this divisional round. The Rams have an excellent pass rush going against Tom Brady as well. But I would still lean towards the Packers in this one. They're still an overall very good, complete team who can actually run the football. And their defense has come up big multiple times in which they needed to make big stops. So I will still stick with the Packers -5.5. And still some lingering concerns about the Niners and their health, especially with Jimmy Garoppolo.
All right, Chelsea, the game of the week is Sunday night, Buffalo and Kansas City. I personally believe that the winner is going to win the Super Bowl. Who do you like in that one?
Oh, well, they'll have to go through my Titans first, obviously. But I do like the Bills getting points. This line was 2.5. It's shortened to 1.5 with money coming in on the Bills. I think the Bills are the play. They own him in the regular season, and Josh Allen is just so dynamic. When he is playing at his best, like, he's hard to stop because he's so dynamic with his feet. He's got the downfield threat in Stephon Diggs, and even, like, Dawson Knox. It seems like he's catching passes for more than 20 yards at least once a game. So I know the Chiefs are a good team, and they deserve to be home favorites here, but I will be looking at the Bills as road underdogs here, and I'll take them plus 1.5.
Chelsea, good luck to your Titans. Oh, real quick, we have about 10 seconds here. Over under on Derrick Henry carries. I'll put it at 15.5. Would you go over and on, or under on that?
Ooh, coming off an injury, I'm not too sure. Deontay Foreman's been great too, so I think he might split some reps there.
Thank you, Chelsea, and good luck to them.
Thanks.
All right, see you next week. That is Chelsea Messenger, host of The Daily Tip, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Be sure to listen to The Daily Tip podcast. For more of Chelsea's analysis, just search The Daily Tip wherever you find your podcast. The General up next. I'm sure he has a well-timed card of the week. A Josh Allen card, perhaps?
Patrick Mahomes.
Will he localize the card? It's always a mystery with The General. We'll talk about that. And also, I have one more thing to say about Kirk Cousins that I've discovered here. He's our quarterback of the day. We're going to try to do a single quarterback of the day for the next 50 to 70 days as not to get bogged down in quarterback talk, Ron, but at least address it.
We're going to be addressing it one form or another every day until they get another quarterback.
11 o'clock, Jay Caulfield going to talk Penguins as they continue their rise in the East here. They have an incredibly... what appears to be, anyway, an incredibly forgiving schedule coming up here, at least in terms of the teams they play. They got a lot of games, but seemingly not a ton of competition.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, let's go out to the Nemecolon fan hotline where we find Mr. Jeff Patton of the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. General Patton, we like to call him. There's literally millions of cards at the Baseball Card Castle. And you can win Starkey's Card of the Week by going to our website, 937thefan.com, going to the contesting page around noon, Wednesday through Friday. General, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? Thanks for having me.
We've never been better. I wouldn't pretend to speak for Ron, but he looks good and sounds good today, so I'm going to say he's never been better as well. Ron?
I will speak for myself and say that, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
What do you got for us today?
Well, coming off Super Wild Card weekend, we're going with the Patrick Mahomes rookie card. We're normally pretty Pittsburgh.
I called that.
The rookie card.
We're going with the Mahomes rookie. It's a big man on campus 2017 score rookie card.
What's he doing in the card, General?
Well, I thought about you were going to ask me that, and he's back in the pocket, and because it's a still shot, I have no idea if he's going to throw it underhand, behind his back, left-handed, but he's dropping back in the pocket, ready to let one loose.
Well, I can promise you this. If it's a game against the Steelers, it was a completion, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Against almost everybody. This actually is in his Texas Tech uniform, so before he was even a Chief.
General, you're a wonderful man. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, guys. See you next week.
All right. That's a good one. I called it. You called Allen. I called Mahomes. Either one would have been topical after that weekend's game, or Joe Burrow, for that matter.
The General? Yeah, but you don't want to give away a Cincinnati Bengals card here, do you, Ron?
Plus, well, I guess not, but I mean, I don't really want to give away a Chiefs card either. Mahomes beat the Steelers, so he's the logical.
Yeah,
he's the logical
I guess.
Guy.
Well, you can win that card, and it sounds like a pretty good one, by going to our website, 937thefan.com. Go to our contesting page Wednesday through Friday around noon, and you can have that card from the general. All right, Ron, back to the Steelers, back to Mike Tomlin yesterday, and back to...
You got another mock draft for me?
We're going to get to mock drafts in a little while.
Oh, okay.
I've got several for you to kick off our mock draft
season.
Oh,
we're going to be having a lot of those over the next couple months.
I'm really just startled by this schedule, and I think that they're just going to keep going. And by the way, Ron, getting back to this point of being in it and how wonderful that is, who wasn't in it in the AFC this year? Tell me who wasn't in it.
I'd have to look.
Jacksonville, the Jets.
Yeah, the dogs teams of the conference.
The way I see it, 13 of the 16 teams were very much in it going into the final two weekends of the season. Bills, Patriots, Dolphins, the whole AFC North, Titans, Colts, Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers, and Broncos. They were all in it. Is there really that much valor, that much value, that much... to be praised for staying in it when it's a 7 wild card conference? You'd have to be the Texans, Jets, or Jags to not be in it.
Right. You said the last 2 weeks. I mean, Cleveland was eliminated with 2 weeks to go. Other teams I would say might have been in it logistically, but really weren't. Your point's well taken with the 7.
Wait, the Browns were in it.
They were eliminated
with 2 weeks to go, yeah.
Yeah, not... Going into 2 weeks, before 2 weeks, they were eliminated.
If you're looking at the Browns season, you could basically say they were in it pretty much the whole year. They got eliminated on the second last weekend of the season.
Before they played the Steelers in the next to last game. So your point is well taken. It's a little different when there's a seventh team as opposed to six teams.
It's pretty hard to not be in it. Yeah, is my point. And I think this is going to keep going here. I don't see, especially if they start with Mason Rudolph, I don't see a team that's a legitimate Super Bowl contender. But if people want to take pride or take stock or give them all kinds of credit for maybe sneaking into a 7th spot next year or being in it, I guess, I think I'd rather go 3-14 one year. I would.
It's easy to say now. It's tough to live through it, though, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, it's not a lot of fun when you're going through it, but obviously if you can get that's what the Colts did when they drafted Andrew Luck. You know, they had the horror, what were they, 2-14, and they got a great quarterback. Now he got hurt and didn't play very long. I mean, if you're going to get that kind of guy, but you hate to go 2-14 or 2-15 and then draft the wrong guy.
But that's sort of living in your fears, right?
That is sort of living in your fears.
Do you agree that the last place you want to be is right around 500 in pro sports? I maintain that a lot, like year after year after year with when you're no real threat to actually win a championship.
Right. Year after year after year, but they were 11-0 just last year at one point, and they finished 11-5. A couple years ago, they were 13-3, so it hasn't been 8-8 every single year.
But most years it's been.
Lately. I wouldn't say. Oh, well, okay. You know, so what? I'm just giving you two examples in the past. What, 5 years, 6 years?
Yeah, and where are they? I mean, 3 out of the last 4, they were 9-7-1, 8-8, 9-6-1, and then last year, I think you could sort of read into that, and it was really a case of two seasons. They were really good, and then they were really bad.
Right.
And I think. That brings me to the middle. I mean, even some of their wins, they beat the Ravens practice squad by what, a point?
That was the day Tomlin said they sucked.
Yes. So
I think Ben ran out of gas, and I think I still maintain the butt injury just killed him.
Yeah. Well, they were 13-3 and 17. I don't think they've been very good since then. They had a very good run last year at the beginning of the season. For the most part, since that 13-3 season, to me, they've been cycling in mediocrity. And I don't see that ending anytime soon. And I guess if I were a fan, I'd rather see I would trade that one bad year on the chance that I get a guy. Unless they have something else in mind, because I just don't see a lot of hope for next season. And yet, when I look at that schedule and look at the quarterbacks on it, I can definitely see 9 wins.
And their defense can get better pretty quickly, I would think. The offense is where the fix is going to have to happen, and I think it's going to take some time.
Well, for sure. But do you think they're in a cycle of mediocrity here?
Yeah, they are. I mean, the record says that these last couple of years, but I also think, you know, I'm going to wait, give them a chance to see what they do with quarterback before I write off next year as a 9-8 year. I do think the defense.
See, but that's the thing. Some people would look at 9-8 right now and say, well, at least they're going to be in it and maybe get a playoff spot. Nationally, I saw somebody just list Tomlin's records yesterday and say, man, Tomlin's amazing. Just listed his records every single year. So tack on another 9-8. I think a lot of people would be impressed with that.
Depends who they get as a quarterback. If they do that with Mason Rudolph, maybe people would be impressed. I mean, I'm impressed that he got to 8-8 with Duck Hodges as his quarterback. I think that's an unbelievable accomplishment. Duck Hodges.
Right. Although they were favored in their last three games and lost them all. Yeah, they did collapse that season.
I still think if Mason hadn't got hurt in the Jets, they'd have won, but we'll never know that, will we?
No, I don't know, man.
And Juju didn't make a play at the end of that game.
Yeah, I just see sort of a lowering of the standard. That's what I see here. And I mean, who outside of Wilson or Rodgers would you say they should definitely be better than 9-8? Is there any other quarterback out there?
We mentioned Kirk Cousins or Trubisky or somebody. Got to be better than Ben was this year, I would think, and give him more of a chance. Plus the defense, the offensive line has to get better. It does. It doesn't. You could have Joe Montana behind that offensive line the way it was this year and wouldn't be too successful. But is Dan Moore going to get better? You like to think so, right? Is Dotson going to come back and be the player they thought he could be? Who are they going to get in free agency? They certainly got some money to spend. We saw Kansas City totally rebuild their line. Who are they going to draft? Maybe it'll be an offensive lineman. Still chasing the inside linebacker position, by the way, ever since Shazier went down, right? They're still chasing that.
I see 8-7-2, Ron. That's what I see in their future. I see two ties on that schedule next season. I don't know.
That would really make the playoff interesting to how to figure out who's going to get in and who isn't.
I mean, this year became memorable because of Ben.
Right.
If the Las Vegas Raiders had had the Steelers season, which they kind of did, or the Arizona Cardinals, how would we look at it? What were they, 9-7-1 and got blown out of a playoff game in the third wild card spot? But I think we all agreed it wasn't even a good season, was it,
right,
in your mind?
Now, was Arizona's season a good season? They lost four of their final five regular season games and then got blown out in the playoffs. Is that a good season because they were at 1-10-2?
I wouldn't consider that a good season, but better than the Steelers' season. If you actually look at the quality of the teams they beat and the sheer number of games they won in a tough division, I think it was a better season than the Steelers.
How many did they win?
11.
They won 11?
With a lot of quality wins. But yeah, you can throw them sort of in the same boat, I guess. You can throw a lot of teams in the same boat as the Steelers when it comes to playoff wins over the last decade. A decade's a long time.
Well, it's actually 12 years now, 11 years, right?
I think, yeah.
Since 2010, 11 seasons.
The example I usually bring up is Houston has four. The Steelers have three playoff wins.
Would you rather be Houston now than the Steelers?
Does it matter?
I think that the Steelers probably have.
Actually, I would rather be Houston because I'd have a high pick in the draft.
Okay.
Mike Tomlin puts everybody in the same boat. You got one team that wins it. The rest of us are all in the same boat.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily true. I think the Steelers have a chance to be better than the Houston Texans quicker.
Maybe.
You know, I don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson.
I don't know.
I don't know if he'll ever play again.
Probably right now, I would rather be the Houston Texans.
Okay.
Because I would be able to draft a quarterback. I'm coming off a bad year, and I would be able to build rather than be cycled in what I see. This team right now, smart money has them coming back with Matt Canada and Mason Rudolph.
That's what it is at this point.
At the top of their offense.
I think Canada's definitely going to be back.
At the top of their offense. I'd rather almost be anybody than that. Is that the worst combination of quarterback and coordinator in the league? Bottom five?
I haven't studied the other coordinators that well to answer that question. but it's not a good situation.
At least if I was running the Texans, I feel like I could start over.
They are starting over.
Yeah.
They fired their coach after 1 year.
With a coach, a quarterback.
But you said they have a high draft choice to pick a quarterback. I don't know if there's a quarterback worth picking.
Might not be, but they'll probably get another one next year, too.
So
I'll take my chances. I feel like the league is set up in that way, too.
Well, Jerry Jones said that the other day. Did you see his post-game comments that, you know, he said he was so bitterly disappointed this year that they thought they had a good team, the players to win it. And he said the league is designed to punish the teams with the good players, obviously with the draft and free agency. You know, he felt like they blew a shot this year. So your point is the league, you know, is designed to help the have-nots a lot more than the mediocre and good teams.
Yeah, what I meant more is the league is designed for everybody to be 8-8 but the draft is a big part of that.
Right.
That's what they want. They make your schedule harder if you have a good record, so it's about more than the draft. But yeah,
the draft has a lot to do with it. They punish the better teams. I thought that was a good one.
Through schedule, through draft, through everything else.
Right.
But the Steelers haven't been one of the better teams. You could argue, I guess they were last year, but for the most part, they're either missing or getting blown out early. They're just sort of one of the medium teams, which I think the league would like 32 of those, don't you?
Exactly. I agree.
That's the dream. Have everybody finish 8-8-1. Could that happen mathematically, Ron?
I guess. Why not?
There's something about the tie. Could it happen?
If different teams have a tie, I don't know if that could happen or not now that I think about
it. Horse, can you figure that out? Malsey could within seconds. Could every team finish 8-8-1? Or is that mathematically impossible? That's possible. No, it's not.
There's too many games to figure out. Yeah, right? I didn't go to Northwestern for my math.
All right. Well, Jay Caulfield's going to come up next as we switch to hockey and the Penguins and a packed schedule coming up. Man, this team's rising to the top of the East. They're going to get healthy. They're getting healthier by the second.
Joe, do you realize they're 13-2 in the last 15, 18-4-1 in the past 23. That's incredible, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, once again, they're surprising people, and Mike Sullivan is once again in Coach of the Year talk, right?
Yet the last power ranking I saw, you know, there's so many of them out. Penguins weren't in the top 3, 5, 6, 7. They weren't anywhere. They were kind of down in the middle of the pack.
Really?
Now, that was a week or so ago.
Maybe people just don't believe in them yet, but we're almost halfway through the season, and they haven't been healthy. Like, what's it going to be like once Geno gets up to speed? And he did exactly what we thought we would do.
Big time start and then fall off a little.
Yeah,
He's trying to get adjusted back to the game.
Exactly. You can watch live video what's going on in the studio. Go to 93.7 The Fan Show's live video. A little rain this afternoon, high of 43. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, Route 19 in the South Hills. Start the new year off with a great deal. Jay Caulfield, Penguins, next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows.
Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.